Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to empowering young minds. Naglan launches intensified IEC campaign, second edition on HIV awareness. Naglan holds state-level Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect Program 2025 and Startup Naglan launches push for local private sector investment for homegrown entrepreneurs. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed India's commitment to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Addressing the 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics, he highlighted key initiatives that are shaping the country's innovation landscape.
Over 10 million students are understanding STEM concepts through hands-on experimentation in Atal Tinkering Labs. This is creating a culture of a learning and innovation. To make access to knowledge more democratic, we have launched the One Nation, One Subscription scheme. India is a leading country in the participation of women in STEM domains.
The Prime Minister said billions are being invested to strengthen the country's research ecosystem. Mr. Modi invited young minds from around the world to study, collaborate, and innovate in India, saying the next major scientific breakthrough could come from such global partnerships. Participants from 64 countries are taking part in the 10-day competition being held in Mumbai. Naglan joined the nationwide launch of the intensified IEC campaign 2.0 on HIV and sexually transmitted infections today, coinciding with International Youth Day. Addressing the state-level event at NBCC Convention Center in Kohima, Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwang Konyak said the two-month campaign will reach communities across the state with both information and inspiration.
It is empowerment. Education is not just learning, it is transformation. And communication is not just words, it is connection.
While noting a steady decline in HIV cases, the minister expressed concern that Naglan still has the second highest adult HIV prevalence in the country at 1.37%. He said unprotected sex accounts for majority of the transmissions, followed by injecting drug use and parent-to-child transmission. Mr. Konyak shared that over 15,000 people living with HIV are currently on antiretroviral treatment, while 64 treatment centers are serving more than 10,000 injecting drug users in the state. Calling for collective effort, he said, true change comes from people.
Create a law, do not create change, people do. You do, the health workers on the ground do, the community leaders, the media voices, the young advocates. Each conversation you have, each poster you put up, each story you tell has the power to change life.
On the occasion, a pledge for an HIV-free Naglan was administered. This year, the campaign aims to cover 520 villages, 376 schools, 110 colleges, and other institutions. The state-level Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect Program 2025 was held today in Kohima. The event was organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in collaboration with the National Service Scheme and Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan. Addressing the event, Commissioner and Secretary Anthony Nguli urged the young people to actively contribute towards shaping the nation's future, stressing that the vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is a collective mission requiring their energy, creativity and determination.
We see we have 65% of India's population who are under the age of 35. It's a huge number. So India is a young country, as we all know, and we have the world's largest youth power, and that power has to be harnessed.
Mr. Nguli further highlighted innovation, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and inclusive growth as key drivers for development. The state-level youth parliament competition was won by Niketunyo Thapo from Tumukedima, while Limugha from Newland and Centurion Lapiena from Dimapur came in second and third respectively. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In a key milestone for Nagaland's startup ecosystem, Startup Nagaland under the Department of Industries and Commerce concluded a three-day program yesterday connecting entrepreneurs, mentors, and high-net-worth individuals, HNIs. The final day featured the state's first-ever HNIs awareness session, bringing together business leaders, legacy families, and professionals to bridge the gap between local wealth and local ideas. It marked the beginning of local private sector engagement with startups. Delivering the keynote, Startup Nagaland CEO and Industries Director P. Tokuga Sema said the goal was not for immediate investment but long-term commitment. Noting that startups in Nagaland often rely on personal savings or outside funding, he emphasized that local investors can offer more than capital. They bring cultural understanding, mentorship, networks and trust to help build homegrown, globally competitive companies, he added. In the earlier sessions on August 7 and 8, the Startup Mentorship and Bootcamp 2025 featured leading entrepreneurs and professionals who shared practical strategies and sectoral insights to early and growth stage startups. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports celebrated International Youth Day today in collaboration with Miranda House, University of Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary of the Department of Youth Affairs, Pallavi Jain Govil, highlighted key initiatives taken by the government, including the introduction of the My Bharat application and the inclusion of artificial intelligence in the application to enhance youth's skill development. Dr. Govil pointed out the importance of youth's engagement as leaders of the society.
This day serves as a reminder that the world's most pressing challenges, be it climate change, be it inequality, conflict, digital disruption today, and global health issues, the mental health issues which we are facing, they are not distant problems. They are at our doorsteps. They are facing us as the biggest threats to our existence. And in solving them, we must recognize the power of youth, not just as future leaders, but as present-day change makers, as volunteers, innovators, peace builders, working at the intersection of local action and global vision.
Following the detection of African swine fever at Kigwema and Mitelepe villages, Kohima Deputy Commissioner DC has declared both areas as infected zones. A 1 kilometer radius around the affected villages is designated as the infected zone, while a 10 kilometer radius is marked as the surveillance. To contain the outbreak, the DC has placed certain restrictions, including ban on slaughter of pigs, import and export of pigs and piglets, as well as on transport of pigs and pork until further notice. In sports, Mok Chung defeated Perrin to enter the semi-finals of 24 Dr. Tiao Trophy Inter-District Football Championship. The rain-soaked quarter-final was a tightly contested match, ending in a 2-2 draw at full-time. With the match decided by a penalty shootout, Mok Chung emerged victorious with a 5-3 win. In the second quarter-final for the day, Woka is leading 1-0 against host Kohima at halftime. And in weather, the northeastern states are likely to see continued showers during the next 2 days. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning at many parts of the region. In Nagaland, heavy rain is very likely to occur at isolated places in Perrin, Woka, Kifire and Mok Chung tomorrow. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to empowering young minds. Nagaland launches intensified IEC campaign second edition on HIV awareness. Nagaland hosts state-level Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect Program 2025 and Startup Nagaland launches push for local private sector investment for homegrown entrepreneurs. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.